Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. I just give God all the praise tonight, all the glory, all the honor. I worship God tonight. God is so good to me. I just thank him for the little things. I thank him for the great big things. I thank him for the in-between things. God is good all the time, and he's so worthy to be praised. I just give reverence on tonight to him, to the Father, who is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm so thankful tonight for you, and you. I give God all the praise. We're going to get ready to have our devotion. I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to go into prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right. And all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness, of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heathens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as in heap. He laid up the dead in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and the thoughts of his heart to all generations. I have just read you from Psalm 33, from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to just have a song, a quick song.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I'm in awe of some wonder,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come, God, just repenting. Just asking for forgiveness, God, every negative thought, everything in Jesus' name. Then I come, Lord, asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I invite the Holy Ghost in tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on in, Holy Ghost. And teach us tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm calling you, Holy Ghost. I extol you tonight. In the name of Jesus, just come on in, God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing flow from breath to breath, from grace to grace, from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to open up our minds tonight, open up our hearts, that we may receive your word, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. In Jesus' name, cover them and their families. In Jesus' name, Father, make this word so plain to us in the name of Jesus that even a child would be able to understand this word on tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. Hallelujah. God is such a good God. Hallelujah. And he's so worthy, I tell you, to be praised. I give him all the praise and all the honor and glory. We're going to get ready, but first of all, just let me tell you all that we do have the church's telephone on, and I will just probably text everybody the telephone number, probably, and so you will have the number if you need to call the church line for anything, but everybody have my line anyway. But the telephone numbers, they're on the tickets, and everything else, but I want everybody to know it. Amen. Amen. So I'm getting ready to start to read in Deuteronomy 33. We're in chapters 33 and 34. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He sinned. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints from his tent, from his right hand, with a fiery law for them. Yea, the love, the people, his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at the feet, at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy word. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from the enemy. And of Levi he said, let thy thumbim, and thy Urim be with the Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor know his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgment, and Israel thy laws. They shall put incense before thee, and whose burnt sacrifices upon thy altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the lions of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, the dew, and for the deep that crouch beneath, and for the precious fruit brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things brought forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountain, and for the precious things of the lasting hill, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of them that dwell in the bush. Let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of head of the head of him that was separated from his brothers. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and of his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them that shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh, and of Zebulun. He said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and in Issachar, in thy tent. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the sea, and of the treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlarges Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first parts for himself because there in a portion of the lawgiver was he seated, and he came with the heads of the people he executed. The justice of the Lord and his judgment with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshua, who rideth upon the heavens in thy heat, in thy help, and in his excellencies on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety along the fountain of Jacob, and shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also the heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thy enemy shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon thy high places. Amen.
Chapter
20,
34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Galilee unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of the sepulchre until this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his nurtured natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all that great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to start with chapter 33. some questions. In Moses' final blessings on Israel, who did he honor first? Who would you honor first?
God.
God.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. That's who he honored first. Who did he bless next? So, because he went right down. Huh?
Was it the children of Israel?
Yes. That's who it was. He started with before his death, and he started from Sinai. And then I don't know who he did first. But this was the best chapter to me of all. He started with Reuben. I'm sorry. But we're going to answer the question first. And that's in chapter 33. In chapter 34, what did God show Moses at the top of Mount Nebo in 34?
He showed him the promised land.
That's
people.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. He showed him the promised land. Mm-hmm. In what land did Moses die?
He died
what
in Moab, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he died in Moab. Okay. Where was he buried, though?
In a valley.
Mm-hmm. He was buried.
He was buried in a valley in the land of Moab.
Yeah, that's opposite of Beth Peor.
Beth Peor.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't know exactly where he was. They didn't really know what exactly, just like Prophetess Harris was saying. It wasn't mysterious, but they just didn't know where God put him, because God buried Moses.
Oh.
God buried Moses. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he loved Moses. How old was Moses when he died?
120
years old. Yeah, he was 120 years old. And we're just going to talk about it a little bit. And Moses was a prophet unto the Lord. He was a prophet. But it just goes to show you how God loved. He was face to face with Moses. He loved Moses so much. But when you do wrong, God will get you. It's consequences behind doing the stuff that we do. And we have to think about that. And even as leaders, because Moses was a great, great, great leader, did everything God say do. But he was standing up for the people too much, and got out of reach of God. So that made God not want him to, not going to let you go in the promised land. All the Israelites are dead. These are their children that's going in. So, you know, the ones that he brought out of Egypt died. They were dead. But these are the children of Israel. And they trying to teach them the right way God was. And Moses was too. But you struck that rock, and you didn't give God the glory and praise. And that's why we fail to realize that. We think we do a lot of stuff, and we don't. It be God. Or sometimes we be trying to just take his glory. And we can't do that. It's God. All the glory belongs to God. All of it. We don't deserve no glory. It belongs to God. I'm just telling you. But we're just going to talk a little about, do anyone have any questions or comments? These two chapters was very good. I studied and studied and studied them. Very good chapter. I just feel like Moses started blessing the 12 tribes, and he went on down. He started at Reuben, and he blessed them on down. He said, let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. So let him have a lot of men, and let him live and not die. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou in help to him for his enemy. So he wanted to bless each one of them, each one of them. And he did before he died. And that's such a blessing. Because you don't know what it's like. And he was bringing in a new law anyway. Joshua bringing in a new law anyway for the new land. But Moses was trying to even still show Joshua how things are done. He blessed each one of them tribes and sent them forth. Like he sent them off. Now I'm finna go and rest. Y'all do this. And keep it up. Keep it up. I really enjoyed studying it. But the prayer of Reuben reflects the danger of the tribe's decline. Exposed as it was to Moab on the east side of the Jordan. So Reuben was in a place where it was real dangerous. That's why he said, let Reuben live and not die, because he was close to Moab. Moab was a place where they didn't like the Israelites, period. And Simeon, they didn't even say anything about Simeon. They who is omitted from the list. This omission was probably because Simeon's portion of the land in Canaan was closer to Judah. So he was in more so of Judah than in Canaan. But Moses prayed that Judah would take her place of leadership in Israel. Then it was Levi. And God wanted, and Moses prayed that he would be faithful, as Moses was at Messiah, Massah, and Meribah. And the Levite duties, in verse 10 and 11, it said, the Levite supposed to teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy laws. They shall put incense before thee, and whose burnt offerings, burnt sacrifices upon thy altar. This is what the Levite's supposed to do. And they supposed to bless the Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the lions, the loins of them that rises against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. But what is the purpose of Moses blessing all of them? What's the purpose of it? Do anybody know?
Hmm.
Well, to me, the purpose was for him bless each one of them, because back then, in those days, that's what they did when Abraham got ready to die. He called the youngest boy, and he put his hand up under his thigh. That's the kind of, I guess, swearing thing or whatever that they did back then. And they blessed whoever they was going to bless. And most of the time it would be the younger one to go forward, to go on. We're supposed to pray and bless our children and anoint them and bless them. That's why I tell mothers and father, parents, period, pray over your children. Bless them. Cover them. You need to. It's in the Bible. Bless them. I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background of somebody. You all can, huh?
No, I want to, when you finish, I want to add to, answer that question as well.
Come on, baby.
Why Moses blessed them, to remind them that they were of saved by God, by the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and that their
right.
future was bright in him. And for a prophet to extend his blessings to you, it's just a good, it's almost like he's bestowing what God has given to him upon
mm-hmm.
you.
Absolutely. She's absolutely right.
That's just like when when Isaac, blessings to Jacob.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that's another example when someone's bestowing something upon you that God has granted to them.
Right. That's right. Well, you know, blessings are always, it's always good to bless somebody. And, I mean, it's good to give monetary things, but when God give you the power and the authority to bless somebody, that's what you should do. Anytime you can help and bless somebody, it's a blessing. It'll be a blessing to you. But Moses wanted them to see everywhere they was, everything that they would be doing, God was going to be right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to be right there with them everywhere they went, anywhere they did anything, God was going to be right there. So he was telling them, don't worry about none, just keep doing it. That's why he was saying, let Reuben live. He stay in the bad part of town, but Father, let him live. Don't let him die. Don't let them people, he covered. Mm-hmm. And he prayed about favor on them and blessings on them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any comments or anything on these?
That's another thing I was going to say too, Apostle. It's not just, you know, receiving that blessing. With that blessing comes so much, the favor of God, you know, prosperity,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
All that alone right there is just, you know, all what we need to be, to survive here on this earth. When you have God's favor and
yes.
his prosperity, I mean, what more can you ask for?
That's right.
And I just want to kind of piggyback on that, because when we're in the body of Christ and we receive prosperity, it's not always for us. You know, we literally have to have a new mindset. This belongs to me. No, it doesn't belong to you, because everything,
mm-hmm.
we have to always remember, everything belongs to God. None of this is ours.
Yes.
We can't take anything with us. It's not designed for anybody. How can you say you my sister, the Bible say, and you don't give me food to eat and you know I'm hungry? If you prosperous enough to have food, then you're supposed to be sharing that.
That's right.
Amen. That's where sponsored prosperity come in, because he say if you give a prophet a glass of water in the name of a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward, which is
that's
a great
it.
Reward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, Moses was throwing that blessing on them, and he was letting them know that God is above, God is beneath and before his people, and God is eternal. They're eternal refuge. He is their eternal refuge. So he was trying to let them know, y'all, look, no, God is going to be with you. Joshua's going to be there. I pray with him. I've given him this mantle and every thing that I had that I could give him, I've given him. So, y'all, you know, just be blessed in the Lord. It's a blessing. It's good to be able to bless somebody. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to be. And then you have favor after that. God looks at you a different way, and man do too. Any other questions or comments? Because these two are the last chapters in the book of Deuteronomy. Prophetess Ron, I'm going to email you the questions and stuff, and Prophetess Williams, I'll probably just hand you yours because I got them in a folder. I got the next three books.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to let you get done. I had a question.
Okay.
I got a couple of questions, but I'm going to start with this one. So why did they, you know, mourn or grieve Moses
mourn.
For 30 days? Was it just like a traditional thing?
Well, you're supposed to go ahead on. You ain't supposed to, like we do now. Sometimes it take us years to get over our parents and people that leave us and die, and they give you, the guy was giving them 30 days. Said, let the dead bury the dead. Come on, let's get on out of here. But he you know, he had compassion with people. He said 30 days or more. And then you go head on with Joshua. But these times and days, we carry that stuff on and on, because, I mean, it hurts bad. Don't get me wrong, it hurts bad, but you surely got to give everything you got to God. Every hurt, every pain, everything, you got to depend totally on God to heal your heart. And so they love Moses. Moses brought them a mighty long way, what God did. But God used Moses to bring them out of Egypt, and they love Moses. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was hard for them, but they went on. That's what it was. And what's your next question? Anybody else have anything on that? Any answers for her on that question? Okay.
I'm in agreement with you, Apostle. I know back in that day, you know, God, like, he told Moses to lead the Israelites. So I know after their experiences at Mount Sinai, they were afraid to even hear God's voice again. So I think that they became so comfortable with Moses being like that middleman between them and God, that they probably felt like without Moses that connection to the Almighty God, the one that had you know, brought them out of out of the land of slavery. Let me just say that. And
yes,
and you know, led them through the wilderness. That connection was gone. So a lot of them was probably confused as to what would they do beyond Moses' death.
Yeah.
You know, it's now we are able to have a one-on-one relationship with God, but back in the day it was different.
Yeah, it was. It surely was. And Moses taught them so much. He taught them so much. God used Moses to just set up everything, the Ten Commandments and everything for them. So they really, really love Moses. Okay, Ray.
Okay, and I wanted to ask, like, so Moses blessed all those people with his things.
I was crying.
He did that because is it also because, you know, during the Sabbath, or at the end of the Sabbath, you know, when they would rest, the time that they would rest, or during the seasons that they would bless the homeless?
Oh, you're saying that you think he blessed them because of what?
Because, like I was saying at first, like, is it a tradition?
I understand what you're saying. That's why I gave you that excuse when Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when they got ready and they knew they was finna go, they would call whoever they wanted to bless them before they died.
So it's like a will, like a written will.
I ain't gonna say that. I'm not going to say that. It's not like a will. It's just the favor and the blessings of God that he gives you authority to pray for people and bless them. God will give you authority.
Okay.
That's why I know God will give you authority to bless people.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Minister Rome.
Hi, everyone. Love you guys. I miss you all.
Oh, that's so sweet. You thought they didn't know who you were, then. It's a blessing to be a blessing. And a lot of times, God will open the door for us to bless and to be a blessing, and we won't do it. And we don't do it, but he give us opportunity to do it. And if your heart is right, you'll do it. I don't care if it's somebody you don't like. That's how you know that you know that you know that you love God. That's how you know this thing. But Moses was finna leave and finna die. He was blessing every one of them because they was like his babies. And I believe if God would tell us and show us that we finna go, we would be trying to bless ours. And most of us do because we have insurance and stuff like that. But I'm talking about like he did. He was saying about Reuben, don't let Reuben live and not die. Stuff like that, what money can't buy. I mean, this is the end of Moses' life right here. The end of it, at the end, this is the end of his life. So now we going forth with Joshua, the son of Nun, in the book of Joshua on Thursday. But Moses was a prophet. He was a great prophet, and God loved Moses dearly. If he did. Any more comments or questions? Then they said, now what I was reading said Moses' exact burial place was unknown, and it was the area where the people were camped at Beth Peor, about 10 miles from the Jordan. Moses' death was not due to any physical weakness. They want us to know that. God told Moses to go die. His body wasn't weak. Wasn't nothing wrong with him physically. That's another thing. And God loved him, because if he didn't, he wouldn't have spoke to Moses face to face. He spoke to Moses face to face. That's what the word of God says.
You know, Apostle, I believe also, I believe also by Moses spending so much time with God face to face, that he understood God's will then is the same as today, that God's desire is for none to perish.
Yeah.
And so when he was giving blessings and blessing all of those people, you know, his heart is in alignment with God's will for none to perish, you know, for everyone to be blessed and come to a place of repentance.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Well,
I like
I think
feel like it takes us back to the scripture too as well. When he say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor my seed begging bread, it comes through the spirit of obedience unto God.
Yes. Yes.
In order for God to grant them with that type of favor, it had to be a spirit of obedience. Not only to God, but to the person that God had put as their intercessor, Moses.
Yeah, that's right. Well, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Than a sacrifice. Amen.
When you obey God, you walking in victory. You walking in favor when you obey God. I'm telling you, all you got to do is obey God. And I'm telling you, it's a blessing, and he lived a good life. I mean, those they look like they had the Lord right there. They had God right there with them all. You know, on the mercy seat. You know. It was something, because God said on that, he was right there at that mercy seat, and he would meet them at the altar on the mercy seat, whatever it was. I mean, they couldn't sin, but the priests could go close. Could go close. If they got too close, they died, but they could go close. So he was right there in the camp. I'll say that. It's a blessing and an honor. It's a blessing and an honor to be used by God. You know that? Just like he used Moses. It's a blessing to be able to be used by God. I don't care what it is. If it's for God, it's a blessing. Not for all this stuff and trying to be known and make yourself look good with a big head and all this. No, I'm talking about it's a blessing to be able to be used by God, and God get the credit and the glory.
Amen.
That's why you don't see me flashing around it. You should wear your suits. You got beautiful. I ain't wearing nothing but this robe right here. That's all they're going to see because they ain't supposed to be looking at me no way. They're supposed to look at me
mm-hmm.
and see the Lord, see how God uses me.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to get no attention from nobody. I'm trying to please God. I ain't trying to get no attention. I'm trying to help somebody, but I'm trying to please God. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to get no attention, make no name for myself and all that. The name of Jesus is so powerful. That's the only thing you need, name you need, to be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing to be used by God and to allow God to use you and to have. And it's a blessing that God will use us. You know what I'm saying? If he used, but see, he don't never change. See, he don't never change. He'll take a drunk off a corner and clean him up and put his word in his heart and use him. See, we don't understand stuff like that. See, he was friends with the beggars and the ones that didn't have nowhere to live. And all that's how God did. He was okay with the son. But, like, even the rich and young ruler, he wasn't that. You know, he said, in this day you'll lift your eyes up in hell. But what I'm saying, these beggars and stuff, the ones that God know how you living, know what you doing and stuff like that, it's a blessing. Because, see, I mean, it's good. You know, and I know how God works when it comes to he loved those that don't have anywhere to go just as much as he loved me. He loved those that's sleeping up under bridges and cardboard boxes. He loved those that's eating out the trash can just like he loved me. He don't ever change, but he's showing them love even the more now because they suffering the more. He said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. So many people going through things and have went through things, just not now, but been through things, been homeless, no clothes, no food, no nothing but God, all in his own timing. Mm-hmm. Do we have any more questions or comments? It's been a blessed book. It's been these last two chapters was really where Moses died and everything in 120 years old. And that was young for back then because, you know, they used to live 300, 400, 500, 600 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. Yeah, that was young. Amen. So I'm not going to hold you. I don't want to just press on you with this, but it's, you know, this day, just know God is all around you. God loves you. He's all around. When we think we're doing something, we're not. God has sent an angel to do whatever it is he needs for you to do. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. I know what he can do. You just have to be obedient. Mm-hmm.
I believe you, Apostle. I have a couple of things that I'm working on here, not just on my job, but in my personal life. And I
mm-hmm.
felt myself a couple of days ago just, you know, really kind of starting to stress, even with caring for my mom, adding that to the list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just caring for her, but caring for her in a different way because she's not able to do like she used to do. So
mm-hmm.
today I was sitting and meditating, and God had placed in my spirit, you know, stop trying to figure it all out and putting all your energy and effort into trying to make things happen. And he put in my heart to labor in prayer and in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I
mm-hmm.
do that, keep him in my forefront and let him be God.
Yes. Yes. That's right. That's right.
I had so much peace with that because I was really overwhelmed.
Yeah, and you can do that easily. Mm-hmm. And God teaching you. He's teaching you. Yes, he is. He teaching me to just understand what God is saying. And that's good. It's good to meditate so God can speak to you. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing. You can get overwhelmed. God's not going to put too much on you that you can't bear, but you can get overwhelmed. You can get burnt out, you know, but just don't complain. Just, you know, Lord, help me to do what I can because God, you know, he's not going to move your mountain, but he'll give you the strength to climb your mountain. He's not going to move what we got to go through because it's for our making, for our molding us and shaping us, our character, building the faith that he wants us to have. And the tenacity and the endurance, even patience. You know, sometimes you just have to be patient with people. And when people are sick or going through something, they don't want us rushing. Hurry up, move. Get it. They just want some love. They want us to hold them. They want some understanding and stuff like that. And God trying to get us to a point, to that point. Mm-hmm. Any more questions
or comments? Without mumbling and complaining.
That's right.
Without mumbling and grumbling, we got whatever we do, we got to do it in love because only what we do for God in love is going to last. Even when we give our tithes and our offering, you know, I've seen people say, oh, well, I can't afford to pay my tithes this week. You can't afford not to pay your tithes.
That's right.
You can't afford not to pay your tithes. That's a commandment from God. Malachi 3 says that's where it is. But we wanna do some of it. But the Bible says little leaven leavens the whole lump.
Yes.
Just that one little crumb in there, that one little thing that we don't do. So that's why we have to repent daily and God takes things off of us daily. Sometimes it's hard, but he said without mumbling and grumbling. We got to do it in love.
Yeah.
It's so hard working with dementia, but I've been doing it for 15 years now. God taught me. He taught me how to. He taught me the patience of it. And I'm not perfect. I'm still striving.
Yeah.
But I love what I do. He gives me that peace to be patient with them.
Yeah. That's right. I'm so sorry, you all. I had some of these blinds weren't open. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I opened them up at first. They must have jumped back over. Do you all have anything to say? I think it's Prophetess McKinney, a 776 number. Martin. And Prophetess Sattler, do you all have anything to say? I'm so sorry. I apologize.
No, I kind of forgot about it now. I had did try to say something, but everybody kept talking, so I kind of figured that I was on mute or something like that. So, but you know, I'm just enjoying listening to y'all. Enjoying listening to y'all now. I had a question, but that was early on when you was answering the questions and stuff. But, you know, I know it's about time for us to get off, and I don't know the question that I had. So it's on that one.
God bless your heart. I'm so sorry. Prophetess Sandra, did you have anything? You okay? Okay. Okay, well, we're not going to hold on. It's good. It's good. It was a good lesson. And like I said, on Thursday, we'll be in the book of Joshua, starting from the first. And, you know, I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to go through the Bible to study the Word of God. see, like I told a couple of people, you know, when you don't know where you come from, when you don't know what tribe you come out of, it's a problem. You know, because a lot of times leaders want to teach about everything, and it's good because we're going through so much on today. But we need to teach the word of God so people won't be fooled when somebody tell them something that's not really in the word of God. They won't be fooled. They'll say, no, that's not what it says. Because you got people out here that's what they do. Try to change your mind about what the word of God say. Because I think it was on TV the other day, passing through the kitchen or something, and the news people was asking a lady, why would you want a book in your house or a book in school that says you're going to die and go to hell? In other words, they was trying to get the Bible out of the schools and out of, you know, just do away with them. And this was a news person, and the lady was saying, you're right, you're right. Well, would you want your children reading something like that? You know, just, I said, Lord, it's coming to that time. It's coming to that place. We got to get ready for it. We got to learn everything we can about this word, because they may take this word from us, but they can't take it from our heart and our mind. We got to know this word. Well, anyway, I'm not going to hold you all. I love y'all. I know nobody have an ink pen to write this number down, but I give it to y'all, you know, whenever you need it. I want you to have it, the number for the church phone. But anyway, we're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight. Father, I ask you right now, and I thank you. I thank you, God, for opening up our understanding. I thank you for teaching and ministering to us on tonight. I thank you, God, for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to cover them and their family in the name of Jesus. Encamp angels all around about them to protect them on tonight from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we just so grateful for your word. We grateful for understanding of your word. We just thank you on tonight. We bless your holy name, Father. And we just pray now for everybody that's sick and shut in, everybody. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every man on earth in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to just bless them today, cover them today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, keep opening up our understanding. Keep leading and guiding us, God. We need to know the way. We try and seek you while you may be found and call on your name while you're near, God. We just thank you for this opportunity, God. We bless your name tonight. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you all. You all have a blessed night. And I'll be on the live Facebook in the morning by the grace of God. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a good night. Mm-hmm.
Good night. Love you.
Amen. Good night.
Love you.
God bless.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Love you all.